the exchange rate will always fluctuate, and that's something that we just have to build into the business environment.
Tony Maher is the General Manager of Policy for the National Farmers Federation. He says it's been a hard slog for farmers, with the Australian dollar hovering around parity with the US greenback for the best part of a decade. But it's not all negative.
I mean, the mining industry has obviously been good for the economy, but I suppose what it has done is made agriculture focus on looking for efficiencies, looking to reduce costs and looking to markets where we can get increased returns. So, you know, we're looking at developing new markets like China, Japan, obviously being two of the strong and biggest export markets for Australian agricultural products, but looking outside those markets and looking where we can be a niche supplier, I suppose, of high-quality products, and that allows us to get better returns.
Has farming benefited at all from the mining boom, or was it just left behind?
I wouldn't say it's left behind. I mean, it's obviously had some impact, as we say, of the high Australian dollar. That's ultimately had a negative impact on some of the agricultural exports. But I would like to think that there's been some flow-on benefits to the broader economy that have flown through to agriculture, and also potentially some other issues like, you know, development of infrastructure in some of the rural regional communities that might not have happened if it wasn't for the mining boom. And, you know, it's there's obviously been not all across the board wins for all rural and regional communities, but I'd like to think that some mining development has had a flow-on benefit for agriculture.
And that's coming from a policy position with the peak farming body. What about farmers on the ground? Tony Maher, are they frustrated? Do you think they blame the mining boom for a number of their woes?
There's no doubt a high Australian dollar hasn't helped and makes our products less competitive on the global market. So if that has been driven entirely by the mining boom, then yeah, I'm sure there's a whole range of people in the farm community that wouldn't necessarily be thanking the mining sector for it. But I think if you take a step back, I mean the mining boom has had broader benefits for the economy outside agriculture. So hopefully there's a balancing up of the impact. But there's no doubt there'll be those in the community, and you know, I agree that the high Australian dollar hasn't been good for ag exports.
Alan Langford is the chief economist with Bankwest. He's cautious about pointing the finger at the mining industry as the only driver of the high Australian dollar, but he says a reduction in the exchange rate would certainly make life easier for farmers.
It probably was forced up by the mining boom, resources booms Mark 1 and 2. I'm not sure that that's why it stayed high, because it stayed high even though commodity prices, iron ore and coal particularly, have fallen. The fact that we have still a very attractive interest rates compared to the rest of the world or the rest of the advanced economies, that keeps interest in the Australian dollar, foreigners' appetite. We've also one of the few countries that's got AAA rated government bonds, and they're very attractive to central banks.
If there hadn't been a mining boom in Australia, the would farming have been as affected as it has been?
Look, probably not, but you've got to also remember that the mining boom is there because of the rise, particularly of China, but the rest of Asia as well. And of course, that their demand for ag products has risen in line with it. There's been some offsetting benefit to the rural sector from lower machinery costs, for instance, the big capital costs on that. Look, in aggregate, still, they're worse off by because of the higher dollar forced by, amongst other things, the high resource prices. But, yeah, look, clearly if the boom hadn't been there and the dollar had been sort of averaging 75, 80 cents, then, you know, every time the wheat price has been pretty good and you get a good crop, yes, we would have got a much bigger paycheck, if you like, in Australian dollars.
So, Alan Langford, earlier in the year, the beginning of the year, we saw the dollar around $1.07 US. As of today, it's just a tad below 93 cents US. What do you think the farming sector would like to see the dollar sit at? It's that piece of string question.
Well, it is. Look, I suppose they'd like to see it the lower the better. I mean, they'd like to see it 60 cents, but if it goes to 60 cents for a few weeks and then back up to 80, that's not in anyone's interest, such volatility. Probably like to see it certainly below 90 reasonably quickly, heading sort of somewhere between 75 and 80. I think maybe 80 to 85 is where I'd be looking at it to settle sometime next year, and